AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin are sharply divided when it comes to the effort to end the Syrian civil war and to defeat the Islamic State group. AP's Mark Smith has more.
The president told world leaders the U.S. will work with any country, including Russia and Iran, in hopes of ending Syria's civil war. But he said any deal must oust a brutal Bashar Assad from power.
There cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo.
Yet Putin, through a UN interpreter, said if the goal is defeating the Islamic State group, the world should bolster Assad's forces.
While violently fighting terrorism face to face.
With views so far apart, tonight's Obama-Putin meeting is unlikely to be a meeting of the minds. Mark Smith with the president, New York.
Attorneys at a pretrial hearing in Chicago say a possible plea agreement is being discussed in the hush money case involving former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump wants to lower federal taxes.
If you're single and earn less than $25,000 or married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you'll not pay any income tax, nothing.
His plan would reduce tax rates on the wealthy and businesses, but also eliminate a number of loopholes and write-offs. Tough day on Wall Street.
The Dow lost 312 points to close at 16,001. The S&P slid 49 points, and the Nasdaq lost 142 points, or 3%. Drug makers continued to fall, extending a sell-off that began last week after Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton announced a plan to tackle rising drug costs and concern that a slowdown in China, the world's second largest economy, is worse than previously thought, also weighed heavily on the markets. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP Radio News. The House Republicans number two wants the top job. Jerry Boatlander with more.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants to succeed John Boehner as Speaker. In an email to colleagues, McCarthy promises to fight for conservative principles and, quote, make our case to the American people. Boehner last week said that McCarthy, now in his fifth term, would make an excellent Speaker.
Washington Nationals closer Jonathan Papelbon suspended for four games without pay for his dugout attack on star slugger Bryce Harper. Manager Matt Williams says Harper is out of today's contest as well against the Cincinnati Reds.
I think the punishment we've announced today fits and reflects the feeling that we have about the tolerance of issues such as this.
Papelbon was seen on video going for Harper's throat as the two argued in the dugout during the eighth inning of yesterday's game against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.